like a Shaolin temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching it in an angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with moat for Sham Pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my master struck missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man.
This TY moment, you just got into the direct edition. I'm sitting here with my co-host. We got Master Jushin in the house.
It's been 132 days since I last killed a man.
Sitting over here with Matt Wicked.
The Intergalactic Teddy Bear Nightmare.
And Dirty C. Jeezy.
Greetings and salutations.
We got a couple of things we want to go over tonight. We were looking online. I was looking online and we ran across the ongoing battle. From what I hear, is not over, but apparently DC has lost a couple of the rights to Superman. Not all of the rights, not half or whatever and whatnot. It seems like the best way I've read that it was described was it was like Solomon splitting the baby in half. From my understanding, the family of Siegel and Shuster, the creators of Superman, was awarded the origins of Superman, which includes him rocketing from the exploding planet, crash landing on Earth and whatnot. Superman, Clark Kent, they can't use Lois Lane or the love triangle between all of them. What DC can use is Lex Luthor, the Jimmy Olsen, what's his name? Jimmy Olsen.
Close enough.
That's it. Keep going, man. Keep going.
Jimmy Olsen and Kryptonite.
And the ability that he can fly.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword. They both got to agree to use before anything is put out. So it's going to put a hamper in some of DC works that may be coming out along. So it's been quite a battle that's been going on. And I think I was looking up some other stuff, too. And they also got the co-ownership of a couple of issues going back to 1943, between the time period of 1938 and 1943. Which includes Action Comics and Superman during that time period that was printed. Jushin, how you feel about that?
I feel fine. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but the fact of the matter is DC just lost a third of their market, and pretty sure they're feeling it.
I'm kind of curious. Did they get the blue Superman, too? The light one. Remember when he turned in and had all them ray powers?
Bring him.
You know,
that's the only option because he doesn't have a kryptonite origin.
Yeah, you notice how nobody's trying to claim, trying to get claim to that shit? Because it was fucking terrible. It was terrible. It was almost blasphemous towards God. What are we going to do with Superman? Let's give him a ray power. Oh, that'll be cool. Oh, man, who thought of that, Satan? If you'll notice, the Shuster family ain't trying to get the rights of that crap. You know, because that lasted all, 2 minutes? You know?
And that was supposed to be the one true Superman.
And it was supposed to be the original Superman.
We're going back to Superman. This is how he is now, man.
Yeah, I could imagine that meeting. Hey, Mr. Shuster, hey, we're giving you the rights of Superman. Hey, okay, man, that's going to be great. We're going to make a lot of money. You know, but we forgot to tell you, we mean the original one, the blue one. What do I get? 35 cents a bottle of booze?
And a
bobblehead? No, that's okay, bro. You can keep that. Dude, I'll just take nothing.
You know, since they ain't got the rights no more, you might as well dust that shit off. You know, we got the blue Superman.
And the red.
And the red.
It's about time. So somebody's making a comeback.
it's like when you're picking. It's like, you know, you're picking teams when you're younger. You know, I can hear JSA and JLA and all them now. Who do you want? Oh, I want Green Lantern. Who do you want? I want a Hawkman. Who do you want? This guy. Hey, blue and red Superman are out there. I think four people's enough for me. My team will do five.
Wait. Basketball team is five people. No, we can play with four.
Yeah. We'll take Gleek.
Is crypto available?
I can see blue and red Superman right now, and I'm taking my shit and we going home. The game is over.
Oh, yeah. Show that all y'all power.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, you know what? Do they still have the rights to Supergirl?
Can she be like related to him? Does that mean now he can like have incest with her?
Didn't they lose the rights to Superboy?
They did lose the rights to Superboy. They got him back though.
Which
explains his reappearance in the comics.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear, boy. I'm happy.
They beefed him up to make him look like a man and called him Superman Prime.
Come on, man. Chime in.
It's still love. It's pretty much, I see the situation is they just threw a dirty diaper and a wood chipper because shit is everywhere. And it just makes no sense. I mean, it's the entity of Superman. And now, so between the TV series, so many comic books, so many things that he's related in, from the Justice League to anything. And now all that stuff is, you know, they've taken a wheel off a car. And now it's just three wheels trying to get around everywhere. And it's an ugly situation.
So all you people out there with Superman tattoos, going to have to get them erased.
Or at least half of it off or something like that.
A third.
Yeah, aren't Schuster and all them? Are they Jewish? Leave it up to the Jewish guy to be screwing it up.
Wait. Jews complaining about money? No.
I'm sorry.
We should have had this disclaimer beforehand. Started. The views and opinions of Master Jushin do not reflect those.
They damn sure don't.
Of the rest of their group.
Hey, I was just trying to make a joke. They're taking it kind of serious over here.
We still love Dirty CGs.
Mm-hmm. What about Jushin?
Something else that came up. Moving right along.
That's what she said.
Something else that came up. The Surrogates, published by Top Shelf Productions. It was a miniseries put out some time ago, and then it was a graphic novel collected. It's going into a movie starring Bruce Willis, if you haven't heard. They're releasing the trailers, the teaser trailers, and all of that good stuff. I've heard of The Surrogates. I've seen the cover, but I never had any interest in picking it up.
I've never read it.
But with this movie that's coming out with Bruce Willis, I mean, it's kind of sparked some interest with me. I may go back and look for it and check it out and whatnot. And it's about, I think the year is 2045, and everybody lives their life through surrogates, which is
I've seen that trailer.
In Marvel terms, a life model decoy.
Right.
And you can make it any way you want. And you can feel through it. You can get nasty with it, and you don't ever have to worry about bringing anything home.
See, that's just laziness on a scale of just totally blown out the window. You don't gotta go to work. Just lay down in the bed, put your mind in the fucking robot, and let it go off on its own. It's like that movie WALL-E. I was offended by that movie. Everybody in space, they all became fat.
So that's the version. That's what's gonna happen in Surrogates. Everybody gonna get big and plump.
Big plump, not go any damn where. You can't enjoy sex. You gotta do it through a robot body. I mean, where the hell is the sense in that?
Which brings up the age old question: if you sleep with a robot, is it really cheating?
Well, if it's not really your body,
it was a rhetorical question.
Like that's the age old question. I've never heard that question in my entire life.
If it's not your body, then it doesn't count.
Hey, what are the odds that the life model replica robot or whatever looks like Demi Moore? I think Bruce is trying to say something. I think he wants Demi back.
Wait, isn't she still with like 30-year-old whatever his name is?
Ashton Kutcher. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, my whole thing is, you know, Bruce Willis is making this movie about, you know, whatever it is, the surrogates. serotonin, whatever, you know, and it's about, you know, living your life exponentially through robots and stuff like that, correct?
That's correct.
I bet you he wants to just beat the shit out of Ashton Kutcher. I hope he's going to get his robot and go beat him up, get Demi back, and they're going to have their 9 or 5 kids with the worst names I've ever heard. What are they, like, Apple? What's the kid's name? Blossom. Like Dakota or Possum or Blossom, or Blossom, some crap like that.
It's gonna be an Ashton Kutcher robot in there.
Yeah, and he gets beat up.
The butterfly effect all over again.
Which will be the only thing that dude's have done in like 30 years.
Oh, wait, I heard he got to sign up to a new movie. I don't
know what?
I don't.
Because that's gonna suck too.
But with the surrogates coming up, I don't have anyone here heard of it. I mean, I've seen the cover, and you may have heard whispers of it.
Read it. I haven't heard. I mean, I think I may have seen once or twice, but yeah, I have seen the trailer, and it does actually look interesting.
But is it? Is that? I mean, it's been going on for a while, but is it an ongoing theme that Hollywood's trying to grab any comic property that they can get their hands on?
I think they're grabbing stuff that actually is interesting. Has an interesting idea. I mean.
Yeah, it does.
You know. I mean, it's got an interesting twist. It's got an interesting idea. Hey, let's face it. When you start making remakes of everything that's already been done, you're fresh out of fucking ideas.
That's true. You have a point.
So you might as well go to stuff that's out there that's not, you know, no one's seen. So why not?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the best ways to do that. And, of course, just to stretch that imagination bar with Hollywood and film industries all together, hell, go for a comic book.
I mean, look at all the books that are being turned into movies now. I mean, books were made movies then, but, you know, they're really picking up pace now, books and comics. Exactly. I mean, hell, remember when Blade first came out? Nobody knew that shit was a comic book. You get in there and, hell, I knew it was a comic book, but as soon as that shit started going, totally forgot. Just like The Punisher. John Travolta and Thomas Jane. I totally forgot that shit was a comic book.
So Wesley Snipes, as soon as you're free, you need to make another Blade.
No, Wesley, just let it go.
Sticky just thing is, I love Onyx, but please just stay in Onyx.
Look, I'll say make another Blade just to make up for the last one.
Yeah, I'm a huge Blade fan, but you know
that last one was kind of Ryan Reynolds made that one. Let's be honest, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
I laughed my ass all the way through that shit.
But shoot, stay tuned. Coming up, we got talking about Batman: Arkham Asylum, the video game that's coming out. And also the anime that's coming up that Marvel's putting out. They have 4. So far they released the trailers to Iron Man and Wolverine. But that's coming up after the break. Welcome back. We up here at the Direct Edition, and I downloaded the other day. It's been out since August 6th on Xbox Live, and I think the PlayStation Network as well. It's coming out for all platforms, but Batman: Arkham Asylum, the video game. I thought it was supposed to be released in time with Batman: Darkest Night, but I don't know if they postponed it or whatnot. But it's a pretty badass game. The closest graphic wise. I think Master Jushin mentioned it was in comparison to Marvel versus DC Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. So the graphics are a little dark and everyone's muscle bound, but it still fits in the overall tone for Batman. It takes place in Arkham Asylum, so you're limited as far as where you go. You're not going to get your Batcave, your Batmobile, which has been seen in some of the other games, and it's a stealth game, so so far from the demo that I've played, there's not a whole lot of action. You just incapacitate most of the people that you go up against.
It's a whole lot of sneaky.
A whole lot of sneaky up in there. But I gotta say, I am interested in I think it's gonna be out August 25th in stores.
It looks interesting. I'm gonna have to wait for word from the man on the street.
The man on the street is?
Man on the street. I don't know. Joe Blow, as far as I know. Joe Dirt, Joe Blow, whatever.
If that's what you want to do with your free time.
That's all I do in my free time. Bumming out and come back to Joe's. Get that arc on the side. Bum with no teeth. That's all it is in the back alley.
Yeah, I have a question.
Shoot.
Even though I'm not really the biggest gamer in the world, I might be the fattest, but, you know, my only thing is, as I'm watching this demo or the commercial, I mean, who in the hell came up with the concept of the singing skeletons? I wanted to slap somebody. I mean, I'm like, what the hell, man? If you want to get somebody to like buy your game, show Batman like kicking somebody's ass or you know doing this or doing that, and they're sitting there snapping along like something connect to the ham bone and somebody's connect to the. But I'm like, what is this? I'm like, what is this? What is this bullshit? I'm like, are you kidding me?
I saw that. The next thing I saw was Mad 10.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm sitting there and I'm like looking at this commercial and I'm like going, did somebody get paid for this? Because I could have came up with something better. I would have had like Batman snapping somebody's real neck.
Yeah, they just had the fucking skeletons doing Thriller or some shit, you know?
I think they were trying to sing or something. I don't know. But, I mean, the commercial probably did not do the game any justice. That's just my opinion.
Miserably.
Wicked? Yay or nay?
I can pretty much go with CGZ on that one. It's like, of course, you know, I'll probably still check it out no matter what because it looks like it's giving that nice edge. And just like the Dark Knight movie, they're getting real dark. And like you said, he doesn't have access to the Batcave or anything like that. So
Batcave.
I'll give it a peek. I'll give it a peek.
But it has Batarangs in it. He got his Batarangs.
Batman, but it's like, he'll put something together, put a bat in front of it, and throw it at you. Bat spatula.
I hope he copyright that.
Yeah.
A bat spatula.
Hey, you better get it passed by the Schumacher or the Schusters or whoever they were that took out Batman. I mean, Superman, excuse me.
Shoot, next thing you know, Bob Kane is family going to sue us.
He's going to sue us.
You can't use the tire on the Batmobile. Okay. We got the rights to Batman's cape.
Here's my question though. Why wouldn't you be able to use, you know, I'm not the brightest light bulb, but I mean, why wouldn't you be able to use the Batcave? I mean, you know, like you drive in there, you got an escape route or something, you go back to Batcave and get like, you know, the back shark repellent or whatever you got
waiting. I think their whole idea is for you to is to go into Arkham, you get trapped in Arkham, you gotta like
work your way through it.
Yeah, catch all the criminals and relock Arkham down, and the whole thing, you don't leave until it's done.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I want to use those other things, man. I don't want to sit here and be all stealthy and stuff like that. I want to, you know, go get the bat bazooka if I can find it.
You want Batman whooping ass is what you want.
Yes, that's what
I
want.
Give me a can of bat shark repellent. That
bat shark repellent was cool. And he said, some days he just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, well, shoot, we were also, what we got here is Marvel's trying to delve into the realm of anime. They plan to release 4 animes that's coming up, 2 of which was Wolverine and Iron Man.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Crap! Sorry, hairball.
Which one, Casey?
I think a third one was going to be Blade, and the fourth one I can't get off the top of my head. Out of those two, the Wolverine and Iron Man, the one I'm most looking forward to is the Iron Man one.
That's it. Iron Man
Whoa, what are you talking about? What are you, stupid? Didn't you see Wolverine's mullet? What are you talking about? That was awesome. Didn't you see him?
He's got a point.
He's got like 5 foot long hair? What are you talking about? That's gonna be awesome.
That shit was breezy too.
I mean, did you see it with the wind blowing and everything all up in his hair?
I'm gonna pass on Wolverine's mother.
I mean, whoever thought of that was amazing. I mean, did you see his hairstyle? I mean, that's the stuff that I mean, like.
The legends are made up, dude.
I mean, I'm telling you, U2's Bono and all them other guys, and Billy Ray Cyrus is jealous of that now.
All I gotta say is, I ain't never seen Wolverine so beautifully drawn in the face. That motherfucker used to have a fucking 5 o'clock shadow, fucking hair all out of here.
Five o'clock shadow. He had sideburns and chops bigger than Elvis.
And this bitch now has got a fucking long, like the most beautiful Japanese face you could ever see. Fucking long.
Looking
hair.
At Wolverine, yeah. I mean, you a beautiful man. Right now.
I know. I was looking at Wolverine. I said, "Who was this junior high kid? What with the mullet?"
He looks like a 19-year-old David Bowie.
Wait, your package is safe, Mr. Billy.
So who knows? And like you said, the Iron Man looks great. I mean, they've given it that manga pop, and most mangas mechs anyway.
That's
so,
what they used to draw. It took me back. Robots and blowing shit up.
It took me back to that old school Guyver. The mechanized suits and. And that's what it made me think of when I saw the trailer. So that's the one I have higher hopes for. As far as Wolverine and his mullet and his beautiful manly face and all of that good stuff.
He almost looks like a girl. I'm like, who is that fine hot chick? She's kind of hot.
Except she's an A cup.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, is that X? It came out, I said, oh, what is X-23 doing on here? They go, no, that's Wolverine, Casey. Oh, what, my bad. You know, but like you said before, that's a great idea. Manga and Iron Man go hand in hand, dude. I mean, all that Japanese crap with machinery and suits and stuff like that, perfect. Perfect. Brilliant!
But how do you think that the Blade one's going to do? That might not be one of the ones that they release.
If they do a Blade one, I think that would be another winner right there. Stuff. I mean, just, of course, a huge Blade fan to begin with. But, again, it's something that they've done before, taking it from, quote-unquote, Vampire Hunter D. They could just do a lot of it. And, just seeing Blade doing the damage that he does, I think that if they pull that off, that one's going to be a definite winner.
But to reiterate what Matt just said, dude, I mean, the Japanese have done such a good job with vampire-like characters and bladed weapons, like vampire samurai swords and, slicing people in half and all kinds of other crap like that, dude. I agree with him totally. If they can keep it kind of to the core of what they've done with other vampire movies and other things they've done and show people just getting hacked and slacked, hacked and slashed, I think it'll be beautiful.
It's the story. As long as the story is cool, as long as there's no repeats of Iron Man and Doctor Strange.
Oh my God. I thought I almost passed a kidney when I saw them two things. But, I mean, I don't think it's too hard to, mess this up. Some vampire comes up, somehow Blade gets involved and kills him.
Damn, now I'm going to go home and watch that shit now. Vampire Hunter D.
But do you think they playing it safe, though? Because it seemed like the three that they seem to be releasing already made money.
I think they need to just grab life by the. They just need to grab their balls and fucking just throw out some fucking new shit no one's ever seen. It was like get some more characters out there.
I don't mean to be the opposite guy here, but I disagree. Go with something that's safe and that because some of this crap they're throwing out is terrible. Like the Iron Man and the Doctor Strange where you went a totally different direction. What are you kidding me? Nobody cares about that crap. That crap sucks.
I'm thinking they need to throw a Daredevil out there to erase.
What about Daredevil?
But you know what? What are you talking about, dude? Daredevil was one of my favorite Marvel movies out of them all. It sure beat out the first Hulk. Oh, that's not saying much. Beat out Howard the Duck.
Hey, man, Howard the Duck is immortal. That shit is awesome.
All right, calm down. It's all right.
I will come close to the last table.
It's all right. It's all right. It's cool.
How about the 13 Punishers has come out?
Damn, dude.
Ben Affleck's not looking so bad now, is he? Thank you. Thank you. Daredevil isn't bad. I mean, you can always use Daredevil. He's a safe.
I'm not saying the movie was terrible, but I'm just saying, a blind man obviously fighting on some, some seesaws in the middle of a park in public broad daylight. Yeah.
Oh, is that why he was wearing those sunglasses?
Yeah, that's kind of.
Oh, I was too busy looking at Electra nachos. Yes. I didn't know what his problem was. I'm like, why is this guy fighting with sunglasses on? What is he? We're stupid.
But right, no. Look, Daredevil, I think, would be a good anime to see, or something else that we haven't seen. But they've got, you know, Iron Fist.
Yes.
Steeped in, you know, in martial arts, or Shang-Chi, Kung Fu Master. Come on, I'm just saying.
I mean, those are great ideas, but I think a lot of things that they do, even with, like, the Elektra movie, if you put something out there that people don't know about, they kind of steer away from it. I mean, don't get me wrong, an Iron Man movie, I would be on it. Daredevil, I think, I'm positive, would do great.
Right.
But I think so many people don't know about Iron Fist, and, you know, Shang-Chi, they'll be like, what? Hand me the Iron Man, please.
Avengers, right? I agree totally, man. I mean, like, Shang-Chi, didn't he already make one called Enter the Dragon? Wasn't that guy or something? You know, didn't Shang-Chi Master Kung Fu already make a movie? What are you talking about, dude? That was back in the 70s, bro. Get over yourself.
That was Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Sorry about that, guys. I apologize. I apologize. Somebody's going to kill me, dude. Yeah. I'm like, honey, don't answer the door. No, but you're right. I mean, like, you know, they had to modernize Shang-Chi, and everybody would kind of, I mean, those who are entrenched in Marvel and whatnot and read the comic book, they would be all cool and geeked out about it, but I don't see any reason why anybody, you know, who just likes movies would watch it and be like, who cares? And then, you know, some guy running around with half of a sock on his head, you know, Iron Fist, I don't think, just appeals to everybody. You know, it's just too much.
True.
If they kept it in What's his home place that he learned from? What was it called?
Shangri-La, was it?
It was Shangri-La or Shang-Li or something like that. I think if they kept it...
Shangri-La.
Yeah, if they kept it there, you know, and taught about his upbringing and stuff like that, and
okay,
his matches with the Thunderer, maybe. Well,
you know what? Speaking along those lines, then, well, since they also put out stuff to try and push for movies coming out soon, I think a Thor would be great.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if you saw what they did with the Wolverine, there's no doubt that they can actually draw a fucking pretty bang ass Thor with that fucking hammer. Yeah, I'd like to see him knock out some frost giants.
Yeah,
well, it would be an anime spin to it though. You know how that could get weird. And
what, he's still beat up from the Hulk, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because Hulk killed everybody. Hulk beat the hell out of everybody. Asgard, I heard, is on a $5 million reconstruction because Hulk beat everybody up. I mean, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, that's true. I did hear that.
Hulk's still laying up in Valhalla Hospital, you know, trying to recover from his wounds.
I did hear that Odin had to sell out half of Asgard to Bob Barricade.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of construction laying all over. Where does he live at?
Asgard.
Thank you. I'm a big, huge Thor fan. I couldn't remember, but
the bridge of Bifrost.
Yeah, the Bifrost bridge broken down. You know, you probably got to pay a toll on it now. And you know, the Hulk just beat everybody up.
Everything
in both movies.
They raised taxes.
Yeah,
taxing
them. Everybody's upset. Nobody's joining the army anymore.
Raise taxes in Asgard.
They put a poster out for the Hulk.
Valkyrie selling ass.
Volstagg's going on a diet because he can't afford the taxes.
Yeah. You know, Hogan the Grim is Hogan the Happy. Jesus.
All right, man.
But shoot, just to recap, it seemed like we don't not agreeing totally with DC's verdict, or the court's verdict on splitting DC rights of Superman. Surrogates may turn out to be a decent movie. It definitely spark interest in the comics. Batman Arkham Asylum may not pick it up, but they are heading in the right direction with the darker tone, drawing in more comic fans and whatnot. And the Marvel is a good step towards the anime fields as far as their mass marketing character and them being safe about it.
I have another one. It's not the anime, but their Planet Hulk movie that they're coming out with. Now they're continuing with the, like, that next Avengers, whatever it is. That was a great movie. Those Younger Avengers, whatever. And not everybody may like the Planet Hulk, but hey, storyline. But I think they're moving in the right direction. What I would like to see them make a video of is, like, you know, the Infinity Gauntlet
Yeah.
Or Infinity Thanos.
Yeah, yes.
What, so Hulk could beat everybody up in that too?
Secret War. Was he in that? Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah, and you know, for the first time. I mean, like you said before, you know, the Young Avengers, guess what? Hulk beat everybody up. In fact, he threw Ultron and ripped him in half. Well, threw him into space.
What Dirty CG's wants to see is a Marvel movie where the Hulk gets his ass beat.
No, see, they've already had chances to do that, and they messed it up. So I don't want to see it no more. I'm done with it.
But yeah, Infinity Gauntlet, Secret Wars.
Secret Wars is what I'm waiting on. That's what I like.
That's what they need to do.
What about Secret Invasion?
What? hey, I got something that they can invade.
And I'm out.
I've got something they can invade called my pants. Okay? With that Secret Invasion crap. Are you a Skrull? Hey, are you sure you know how to work Earth technology? Now, what's so funny is, you know, in Dark Phoenix Saga, nobody remembers this probably, but, you know, one of the Skrulls were on the teams, you know, as they were fighting for, you know, if they would keep Jean Grey alive or not. Well, one of the Skrulls had, you know, morphed into somebody else, and Wolverine sniffed him out. But these guys have been running around for 25 years, and nobody can figure out that they're there.
Nobody figure out what they smell like.
Nobody care what they smell like. I mean, you got Doctor Strange running around. You got Wolverine that can sniff anything. You know, and Daredevil. I mean, Daredevil never noticed.
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Unfantastic, it seems like. I mean, was he messing around on Sue Storm with his Hulk? I mean, with a Skrull or what? I mean, with the Hulk, my bad. With a Skrull, I mean,
if anybody, Mr. Fantastic can take me from the Hulk.
Gotta be him.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone.
and on that note, I want to really appreciate you guys listening in. This is T1 Mobile. I'm out.
Your name, Master Jushin.
Oh, is it my turn?
Jesus sakes Christ.
I got it.
This show's terrible.
This is the worst show I've ever been on. I hope I'm not invited back.
Yes.
You're coming back.
It's your boy, Dirty CGZ, saying peace.
Mad Wicked. Robot barbecue.